particular, and I have to say also quite recent kind of penitentiary institution in the Italian criminal justice system, that is the so-called ICAT, that basically is a minimum security prison specifically dedicated to the physical and psychological treatment of prisoner with a diagnosis of drug addiction. To do so, in the last 2 years, I have conducted research with an ethnographic approach, collecting data through participant observations, dialogic interviews, and the mental sketch mapping method. And with this presentation, I would like to present some preliminary findings on a small part of my work, that is the part that relies on the data from the mental maps produced by the participant in order to explore their cognitive and sensory experience in their everyday prison life. So the research question I was trying to address with the mental sketch mapping method was, how do the physical and also the symbolic features of prison influence everyday life experience of convicts, prison officers, and also social and health workers, because in this kind of prison their presence is more massive than in the other kind of prison in Italy, affecting their intergroup relation. So prior to focus on the preliminary result of my study, I would like to introduce the mental sketch mapping method and its analytic components. So basically, this method requires the participant to draw a hand sketch map to represent the space. And in my study, I conducted 30 interviews with this method, 10 interviews with convicts, 10 with prison officers, and 10 with social and health workers. And the method I used to gather these maps was inspired by the well-known work of Kevin Lynch, The Image of the City. So firstly, I asked to draw a sketch map of the lived and experienced space in prison. Then participants were asked to show on the map their detailed movement on an average day, also describing the sequence of things or people they would see, hear, or interact with along their way. And finally, I encouraged them to talk about the space also in relation to the emotion and sensory experience elicited by the prison environment. So the data I collected with this method included a visual part, that was the part of the maps, and also a textual one, that was the verbatim transcription of the interviews. And I analyzed both this data in close association. So especially the data from the map was a really complex and rich form of data, and to analyze and systematize my way of analyzing, I use for analytic techniques both derived from the literature and both emerging themes from a bottom-up coding of my own materials. And I found really useful the work of critical geographer and environmental psychologist Jesse King, that proposed to, when you analyze this kind of mental maps, to subdivide the analytic techniques in four categories. The first category is mechanics of method, that includes analytic techniques that underscore the traditional notion of how a map portrays a convincing representation of spatial reality, as well as participant level of focus and sense of success in this process. So I use these techniques, but in this presentation I will focus just on this case. So which are the spaces included in the map by the participant. The second category is represented by drawn elements. So basic spatial analysis of how a map is drawn, paying particular attention to the way maps are assumed to look and convey knowledge. These are where the analytic techniques and these two I'm going to take into consideration. The third one includes narrative places, so how the physical, remembered, and imagined space intersect in the production of a place, in how it will once conceived, perceived, and lived. And I will consider districts, nodes, and elements omitted from the maps. And the last one is personalization, that includes analytic techniques that were likely to reveal participant deepest experiences and emotion. and I will focus particular on emotion to physical space, perceived freedom of movement, and the concept of territoriality. So I think that the first interesting result I would like to present here concerns the scale of the maps. I found basically two trends in representing the map. The first trend is to represent the whole institution, prison institution, while the second one was to represent just the ward, the section of the prison. And I found that this kind of map were more likely to be produced by social and health workers, and also by prison officers that have a high rank. I don't know if it's the way, right way to say that. But so prison officers that have a role of coordination or command. So these two groups probably perceive a more higher level of freedom of movement, and this is also reflected by the map they produce. While the second type of the of map, focusing on the detention section, was produced both by the convicts, as it can be expected, but also by the prison officers with a low rank. So the prison officers whose job is primarily a surveillance task inside cell blocks. And this similarity between convicts and prison officers with a low rank was reflected also in the way they discussed their emotions with the physical space. Indeed, both the group expressed similar feelings, boredom and immobility, the feeling of being locked up, and the feeling to be controlled within the section. And so here I have reported some quotation from the interview, both from prisoners and for prison officers, that exemplify this this aspect. However, a map of prison officers and convicts also differed for some elements, and particularly for included or omitted elements inside the maps. So convicts tended to focus their drawing on their own cell, that is this one in this picture, and on the corridor of their wing, sometimes adding common space and common rooms such as the sociability room, that is that one, or the gym of the section. Instead, prison officers focus mainly, and in, it's interesting to say that in these maps of the convicts, the wardroom is not present, it should be here. While on the contrary, in the map of prison officers, they focus more on their wardroom and on the whole of the section, so they even didn't draw the cells blocks. They just catch here the beginning of the two corridors. The cells are on these corridors, but they didn't draw them. I have reported also a map of social and health workers. In the map, they usually highlighted the office and the pharmacy, while omitting the offices of prison administration, like the registry office. And moreover, they tended to draw just the hall and the common rooms of the section, omitting there also the cell blocks where they usually do not enter. And in this way, we can see that spaces seem to be clearly subdivided into different areas of interest for each group. And I will call these different areas of interest districts, while the encounter with members of other groups is possible actually in well-delimited areas or junction of paths or corridors, and I will name these places nodes. So these nodes, I have to say that nearly a half of participants explicitly draw these nodes of intersection on their map, and the most significant nodes resulted to be corridors and the whole of the section that are described as meeting points where you can meet and encounter with other people, also people from other groups. And here you can see some quotation of interview of prison officer, convicts, and psychologists. And then another important node emerged to be doors and gates. They are described as barriers that sometimes, like in the first quote, have a negative connotation since they obstacle the communication or interaction with others. But sometimes these doors and gates have a positive connotation because they can protect you from undesired contact with others, as you can see in the second quotation from a prison officer. So this, for what concerns the notes, okay? As the districts, I have to say that almost all the maps on the scale of the whole prison, so maps from social networkers and the prison officers, cluster the elements into different districts. Districts that are areas of the prison distinguished by some identity. The most frequent district where can be seen very well in this first map and are the ICA, that is the minimum security prison for drug addicted prisoners, the CC, that is the medium security prison for the other prisoners. Here is highlighted the place where the offices of the administrative offices and offices of the police officers are. And here is the place where there is the pharmacy and the infirmary of the prison. So this district corresponds to the areas of influence of the different social groups, of the different social actors drawing them. So we can see that this office and this prison are more territories controlled by prison officers, while pharmacy, infirmary, as well as the minimum security prison for drug addicted are territories more controlled and where the influence of social and health workers is more high. Although these elements are effectively located in different buildings inside the prison, most of the maps highlighted the separation, drawing more distance than it should be if the scale was more accurate. And also it's interesting to note that in some maps, like in the second one, these areas are highlighted by the use of different colors. So here we can say that the areas of influence of the health and social workers are depicted in the green, the one of the prison officers in blue, and in pink or violet are the places where you encounter or where you find the prisoners. Okay. So these last comments bring us to consider the concept of territoriality, defined as the use of the space to communicate or influence or control on places. Territorial strategies are implemented by prison officers and social health workers. Between the two groups, we have to say that prison officers have a much more deeply rooted presence in the institution. Indeed, several times during my interview, social health workers referred to the prison as their home, intending home of the prison officers. However, after the Italian prison healthcare reform, the presence of social health workers in prison, and especially in this prison, has increased. Therefore, now police and health workers face off in relation to the ability to exert influence or control within the prison. In some cases, social health workers implement territorial strategy through the occupation of spaces, as we can see from the first quotation here, that told about one unused room now reconverted to office used by psychologists and educators. And they keep describing this room lies a concrete space that has to be defended, as shown in the quotation. In other case, territoriality is played between the two groups within the common spaces. And I found the most important territorial strategies within the section, that is the place where the power of the two components of the staff on the convicts is operated more directly. So the physical and at the same time symbolical element on which participants focus their narrative is the door. And I have reported one quotation here. In the whole of the section, there are several doors. The doors for the sociability room, the doors of the infirmary, and all these doors cannot be locked for security reasons, of course. However, sometimes social networkers put the door over to create a better setting for their activities. And the following quotation show us some thoughts of a prison officer about this practice that he considered dangerous. Okay, just one last comment about the fact that we had talked about territoriality just in reference, of course, of the staff, because it would be really hard to say that convicts can really influence or control any space in the prison. Indeed, one of the most significant themes emerged from the interview was the lack of privacy, even in their cells, that should be their own private space. So we can see at most that sometimes they implement resistance strategies to defend themselves from the invasion of their own privacy. And one illustrative example of these resistance strategies is related to the spy holes of their cells that you can see here in a zoom that the participant drew on his map. And the cells have two spy holes, actually, one allowing prison officers to see where the bed are, and the other one allowing them to look into the bathroom. And this was the zoom of that one, the second one. And some of the convicts drew this spy hole, labeling this as the worst element of their prison everyday life, told me also that sometimes they use piece of paper to obscure it while they use the bathroom. So this was the last thing I wanted to say. I had just some more slide. I was thinking to sum up this result using the dramaturgical perspective of Goffman, so identifying these dramaturgical themes and what are the front stage or backstage for each group. But maybe I will leave the slide here.
Thank you.